The French and the Tories are all in distress, while gracious King William is crowned with success. He first having routed them all in the field, the cities and castles were forced to yield. For fear that the walls to the ground we should lay, thus Protestant soldiers still carry the day. Last summer the rebels could swagger and boast that came with the strength of a Catholic host against Londonderry with a fire and ball, and threatened the final destruction of all. Yet this valiant city did show them fair play, thus Protestant soldiers still carry the day. When under those walls many months they had lain, where Frenchmen and rebels in hundreds were slain, at length they were forced their siege to give o'er, as soon as fresh forces approached the shore. The French and the Tories, they all ran away, thus Protestant soldiers shall carry the day. As soon as our forces were landed, brave boys, it daunted the French and the Irish dear joys. Thus brave Carrick Fergus we soon did obtain. The cause of King William he vowed to maintain. Against that fair castle our cannons did play, till Protestant soldiers had carried the day. At length the wet winter began to draw near, that we in the field could no longer appear, but waited the happy return of the spring, when gracious King William fresh forces did bring. And still as he marched, his foes ran away, thus Protestant soldiers still carry the day. Our drums beat a march and the trumpets did sound. This noise did our enemies clearly confound. The rebels still crying, "By Christ we're undone. King William is coming, oh, where shall I run?" In horrid confusion they scamper away, thus Protestant soldiers still carry the day. At the River Boyne they would then tack about, in order to show themselves valiant and stout. The French horse and foot, and the Tories likewise, but true English courage did soon them surprise. For like men undaunted we entered the fray, thus Protestant soldiers still carry the day. Through fire and water our march we did make. His courage did cause the poor Tories to quake. They, seeing we feared no danger at all, but marched in contempt of their powder and ball. At length we fell on, and the rebels gave way. Thus Protestant soldiers, they carry the day. Thus having received a taste of their doom, there is but few cities or forts will presume to hold out against a great monarch of fame, whose triumph and glory the world will proclaim. They know if they do, the loud cannons shall play, for Protestant soldiers still carry the day. We hope in short time the whole kingdom to clear, and make the proud French wish they'd never came here. Their glory and honor is laid in the dust. In pain the poor Tories in Lewis did trust. They're glad for to scour and scamper away. The Protestant soldiers still carry the day.